This is RSVNB Update, episode 180, recorded Thursday, November 27th, 2008. Brad of the Valkyries. Hello, everybody. For those of you guys just tuning in and aren't privy to our backroom conversation, Sergey and Bradov won't be joining us this week. And why is that?
I can't believe we have Russian alter egos. We should develop more like a character plot. Mine could be a Stalinist, evil, baby eating.
I thought you were going to say like a Star Trek character or something.
No. Oh, God, no. Yes. Okay, Shane manages to turn the conversation to Star Trek within 10 seconds.
So there you go, that's Bradov, or Brad, or whatever.
Just call me Brad. Oh, God.
Because he was in the gulag, so that's why Bradov isn't here this week. Anyway, so...
I always think that sounds like gulag, you know?
One is
a horrible, you know, camp, and the other is... a nice spicy meat dish. It's
Oh, really? That's what goulash is?
Yeah, goulash. Goulash
I thought
is lovely.
It was something
it's sort of
magical.
Like goulash is like a meat stew, spicy meat stew. It's lovely.
Interesting. Okay. So, Guthix was asleep this week, as
Yay,
he is every week.
Quest.
Yeah, we got the quest. It's classed as Grandmaster, but I'm going to say something.
In the term of chess Grandmaster.
Huh? What?
It's just a term they use in chess, isn't it? A grandmaster in chess.
Oh. But I have to say that...
It was easy.
Yeah, it was probably on par with the level of difficulty of, say, like, Desert Treasure. Or no, I think Desert Treasure was still harder. Yeah.
Maybe it was simply that it had very difficult requirements that bumped
you
out. Because it did require you to have completed every single quest that was released before it.
And it was mega long, so.
And it was long, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they list a whole bunch of quests on the list, but they say you need 270 quest points, and they list all sorts of quests, like Defender of Varrok, Dream Mentor, Hand in the Sand. Or no,
perhaps
I guess...
Maybe if in future, when they release more quests...
Yeah. People will be able to squeak by.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. As for levels, 23 summoning.
Oh, wow.
You got that?
Yes.
53 hunter? I mean, 55?
No.
60 thieving?
Yes.
65 defense?
Yes.
65 farming?
No, I'm 61, I think. Or 60.
65 herblore?
Yes.
75 magic.
Yes.
Be able to enter the Warriors Guild.
Yes.
Have defeated Bork in the Chaos Tunnels.
No, I've not done that.
And 270 quest points.
No, I'm about 40 or 50 off that.
So there you go. There's your requirements for this quest. As you can see, it is rather extensive. So that's probably what gave it Grandmaster. Because it's the longest quest in the game. I can say that.
Looking at the steps, though, because I looked on the wiki page for it, it didn't look that long. Is it just a lot of very difficult, sort of time-consuming steps?
Yeah, I like that. Lots of walking around. I started at 4:30 and I was done at 11:15.
Did you do it on your own?
Yeah.
You didn't manage to find a questing buddy then?
No, because everybody else didn't have the requirements. So, anyways, shall we go through a bit of a little executive overview of what happens here, like the executive summary?
Yeah, go for it.
Basically, the idea is that first off, you go talk to the fellow in the Legends Guild, I forget his name, but he says there's some plan in the jungle, then you go talk to someone else, and then you mention a code word, and then you realize it's all a plot to take down Lucien, who is that bad guy. From the... I forget what quest that was from before.
So, Temple of Ikov.
Yes, there we go. Good job.
I have an excellent memory.
Yes. So, Lucien Bouchard was some French premier, I think. But that's beside the point here.
Yeah.
Anyways, you need to go find his. You need to go find. You get a lead, somebody's name of Movario, who has a lead as to where you can find Lucien. So basically, you find his information and then realize they got a spy in Drainer Village. So, and then in order to get closer to Lucien, you have to take the spy into custody, feed him truth serum and the like. So that involves planting an enchanted snapdragon seed, which is fun. Then, of course, Serac makes an appearance in the quest, who is the Chaos Tunnels guy, because he has information on what's going on, because Lucien is using his hideout as a way to get into his base in the wilderness. You know that altar in level 20 wilderness?
Yeah.
That's where the Lucien's base was.
Not much of a base.
Yeah, well, you jump from the altar into the ice area, and that's sort of like the base camp, but they're staging on the roof of the altar to get into, like, that, to start taking over that side of RuneScape, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, so once you realize Serac has information, you use an in-place swap. You dress up looking like him, then they swap you guys around.
Yeah.
And then basically after that, you realize you gathered an army before this, consisting of Duradel, Turiel, Hazelmere, Sloane, and Sirius, and three of the Warriors Guild guys. I forget their names.
Just Sloane.
I think he's one of the Warriors Guild guys.
Sloane.
Or no, maybe not. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, I think he's from the Warriors Guild. But anyways, that's beside the point. You raise an army with those guys. And then in the end, Duradel, Turiel, Hazelmere, Sloane, and Sirius are all killed in the battle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so they're permanent.
Yeah, they're actually gone after the quest.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that was a bit of a spoiler there, I guess, in case anybody didn't know. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, way to spoil it for everyone, Shane. I was going to hate you now.
So then after they're all defeated, you know, the Tears of Guthix thing, how you can go across, right?
Yeah.
You have your thing modified so you can actually go down now, and this is where you get into the ancient Guthix temple by doing some puzzle with the orbs, you know, the glass orbs, the earth, fire, air, and water. You do that as a key to unlock the door into the tunnel. Then once you're in the tunnel, you need to make something that will enable the big door to open. So I don't like to bring the door down because it has like grooves in it. So this thing comes out of the ground and latches onto it and does a counterclockwise turn and opens the door.
I see.
So in order to do this, you have to, you know, the druid pouch thing, you have to use that to free the free spirits of Guthix druids, and then they give you herblore ingredients that you use to get dolmens.
To put on. What?
Dolmens. They're little things that you put in this little center statue thing that's what actually opens the door.
Oh, I see.
So once they're all in, the door opens.
I see, Shane.
So then once you go in, that's the final battle. There's two of them. The first one is rather simple. You just change prayers as he decides what he's going to hit you with and use melee. Second one, you have to change your attacks because they actually use prayer. But then also remember that in the second one, your stats are all boosted to 255, so it is possible to hit up into the 140 range.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how you defeat the Guardian. So as you can see, the battles aren't very hard.
It's just long, not particularly difficult.
Yeah, that's right. And then in the end, as most things happen, Lucien and his follower Darv both teleport away, so of course we are going to have a sequel on this quest.
So they've opened up yet another storyline they need to continue.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, this is sort of taking... Well, yeah, I will say they've opened up another storyline to have another sequel, but this has tied off loose ends of things like the Arav quest, Defender of Verac, you know? So those
and the Temple
things.
Of Ikov.
Yeah, so it's tied off those loose ends. In the meantime, opening up one sort of... It's like if you have wires coming in and you get this big thing. And yeah, anyways, it's like it merges into one. But anyways, yes, we should talk about the reward now, should we?
And for once, Jagex have actually released a quest that has a fairly decent reward.
5 quest points.
5. All 5 of them.
5,000 GP. 4, like, you don't get to bank the lamps this time, but they're technically lamps. You just don't get to take them with you. You use them right after the quest. So you get 4 times 100,000 XP and a skill over level 65.
When I first read that, I thought they actually gave you 400k gold pieces.
Well, just wait. Just wait. You're going to laugh.
Just wait.
They also gave you a chunk of dragon metal that can be used to make the dragon plate body.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't mention that, but you can actually make the dragon plate body now.
How do you make it?
Well, there's three chunks of dragon metal that you get from fighting these things, right?
Yeah.
So you also need to... I think you need this key to go into the Dragon Forge, which is that thing that opened up last month. And then once you're in there, you need 99 smithing to put it all together and stuff. So that's pretty much how you do it. But I will check later on about how it actually is made. Like, it took a while for people to realize it. Oh, you need the Dragonkin key.
Oh, where do you get that?
It's something you can buy for 1 mil, I think.
So you need that to make the dragon plate body?
Yeah, yeah.
And what smithing level? 99?
Yeah, 99.
Oh, and yeah. And the lump of dragon metal.
Oh, you can... Yeah, for 1 million GP, the blast fusion hammer purchased at the blast furnace. You can fuse the plate body together with 99 smithing. So... And then you got to do this in the Dragon Forge with the dragon, so. But of course you need the, yeah. Anyways. Yes, that's that.
So, if you knew a dragon smith, it wouldn't, 99 smith, I mean, it wouldn't be terribly difficult to get a dragon plate body.
No, not at all, but you need the other three pieces of the ruined armor, which come from the demons you fight in the quest, so you have to go back and fight them.
But you can solo them.
Yes.
So the price of it will plummet in no time.
Yeah, but this dragon metal fragment that you get, it was selling on max on the GE for 10.6 mil. So basically anybody who did this quest got a free 10 million GP.
Wow. That is crazy.
So,
that really is crazy. Did you get your 10 million?
Yes, I did.
Oh, got that. How much did you get your... Exactly, how much?
I can log in and check, but I don't. I know it was 10.633 something.
That is such injustice. You're just going to waste up seeds.
No. No, that's going to pay for 20 million farming XP.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've already bought the seeds, you know? So,
out of this quest, you got 400k experience and 10 million.
Yes.
Jesus.
Does it make you want to do it?
No, because I know even if I started to do all the quests to get the quest points, by the time I did it, the price would have dropped so much.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah.
I'm just reading this thing. It says it's possible to unlock the mithril door upstairs by the mithril dragons by using a half of a strange key acquired during the quest on a mithril dragon while both pieces of the key are in your inventory. This will fuse pieces together into a dragonkin key beyond the mithril door. There are 3 hanging skulls and rib cages and a giant orb in the center. Using fire wave on each of the head will cause a flame to appear in their mouths and they will be... move towards the orb center. Once the orb is lit, the player can return to the mysterious forge and will find it full of molten lava. It is here, using a blast fusion hammer purchased from the blast furnace, the player can fuse together the 3 parts of the dragon plate body with 99 smithing.
Yeah.
Yes. So that should be interesting.
Hmm.
I think I still have that key. I might have to go get it back and take a look in there. But anyways, yes. So I'm going to have to give this quest a 5.
I will give it a 5 as well. High level update. Decent reward. Reward probably a little too good, if we're honest with ourselves. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
Thanksgiving event. Basically, you go around. It's like the pumpkin sighting thing. You find 10 turkeys in RuneScape that are disguised as various things. And once you do, you get a nice little emote. It lets you turn into a turkey.
It's a little something for the free-to-players, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And you know, remember you and me were talking about this, just why Jagex decided to do this.
Yeah, Jagex are British. Why the hell did they do a Thanksgiving event?
If they were going to do that, I'd demand that on the Canadian Thanksgiving in October as well.
Mm-hmm. No, nobody cares about you. They probably, you know, I think everybody knows why they did it. It's just because, you know, a lot of their subscribers are from America. I don't care. If they ever do a Thanksgiving update again, I'm going to do unmentionable things. But I really don't see why it was necessary.
Maybe Sarah Palin wrote into them, you know?
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin plays RuneScape. God. Well, hang on a minute. She is retarded and has the mind of a 12-year-old degenerate.
Remember the scene of her at the turkeys being slaughtered behind her?
Oh, that was hilarious. I also like the way in that interview she was just like really casually holding a cup of coffee like she'd just come from Starbucks. And picture where she lives, they have a Starbucks, and right next door they have like a turkey slaughterhouse.
Anyways, so that's that. So go get the emote. It's good fun. Oh, and then there's also the cornucopia, whatever the hell that means. But it lets you hold food in something up to 14 HP. So you can basically store extra food in there up to 14 HP. And considering it's free to play, I'd say that's pretty good.
Yes, not so that, bad.
Yes. We also got some stealing creation reward changes that'll be coming at the end of the year. I don't think we're going to go into these now because they might change since then, but they posted a news item on that, so go take a look at that if you're interested in that game. Oh, and of course, as any other week, we got the bug bag, which only has 4 items this week, so that's good for them. Quick chat menu wasn't showing in some minigames available to play when trying to organize a group.
Okay.
You'll now find the Chaos Portal in the Dragon High Caves works with an Omni Talisman. The Omni Staff and Omni Tiara were fine. So that's the Chaos Portal inside the caves where you go see Serac. Abyssal Parasite Familiar would not prevent your prayer being drained when you entered the Abyss. That's been fixed. And free players who lost their broom from the Halloween event are now able to go see Wendy, and Wendy will have Maggie airmail you a broom.
Okay, so that was a pointless and uninteresting segment.
Ah, yes, the guaranteed content poll results. Thank you, everybody, for voting if you did. The winning option is the one we had wanted to win.
Oh, no, the one you wanted to win.
Falador in winter covered in a blanket of snow decorated for Christmas, and the second one, of course, they're going to do as well, the Bob the Cat one. So, yeah,
I forgot which one I wanted.
I don't know which one you wanted. I think I don't
remember.
Know.
It wasn't the one you wanted, though.
I'm going to mail you one of those.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's time for player-submitted polls number 14. You want to take the first question?
Yes, I will. If you were to take over, I bet you're all surprised I actually had the poll this week. Anyway, question one. If you were to take over RuneScape with an army of evil food items, which of the following would you choose to put your army out of? That's SR someone. The options: chocolate bombs, cooked rabbit, dwarven stouts, evil turnips, kebabs, nettle tea, red berry pie, sharks, spinach rolls, or swordfish. I would pick evil turnips.
You know, I actually voted for that.
Yeah, that would be... You need an evil army.
But 37% say sharks. I don't know what a shark can do not on land. You know what I mean? Unless
yeah,
they're like
you'd be
flying
sort of,
shark.
You know, you'd get to the port, and then nothing else much really would it.
Yeah.
Bit of an anticlimax that.
Yeah. Oh, and what are chocolate bombs?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I'm guessing it's a bomb made out of chocolate.
Well, yeah, but I don't see how it would like fuse together. You know what I mean?
Imagine the atomic bomb they dropped on Hiroshima, but replace atomic with chocolate. And instead of killing hundreds of thousands of people, it sprayed chocolate on hundreds of thousands of people and made them happy.
Hmm.
That's the only way I can describe it to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Nobody cares what I have to say. Next question. Yes. What is your next goal on RuneScape? Anon. That's not a very creative name. Anyway,
get to it.
I know, I was being stupid. Oh, for the love of God. Anyway. Okay, what is your next goal on RuneScape? Get to a certain level, get a certain item, beat a quest, make new friends. Okay. Own at Bounty Hunter. Okay, if you selected either of the bottom two, I'm going to guess you're either 12 or you're retarded. I don't...
2% said make new friends.
How many?
2%.
I pity those 2%. What was the most popular?
62% get to a certain level. Then 20% get a certain item. And then 3% own at Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
What's your next goal?
I don't have one.
Ah, why not?
I just don't.
Oh, okay, that's too bad. Third question. Which RuneScape character has the best hairstyle? 35% say Party Pete, followed by 20% Evil Dave, and then 15% Robin. You know, I don't get this.
Why not?
I don't know. Like, what can you do special with hair in RuneScape, you know?
Nothing much. Shane, are you bold still?
No.
You used to have a bold character, didn't you?
Nope.
You sure you did?
Back in the... way back when, you know? But not now.
Way back when. Way back in the day.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. When Shane was a wide-eyed liberal rather than uptight conservative. Shane used to be a liberal, didn't you, Shane?
No.
And Shane crawled out of his mother's womb a neocon.
But yes, I don't know what people mean with Party Pete, but anyways.
He's got that funky MC Hammer-like. Yeah, with the MC Hammer puff pants, or whatever they're called.
Do you have any pants like that?
No. You could just call me gay if I said I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyways.
Shane calls me gay because I have a purple top. That makes me gay, apparently.
How often do you check the high scores?
Well, I'm going to try and relate this to when I played probably... once a week, I don't know. Probably it's several times a week. There is no justifiable option for me. Just several times a week.
I check them every night on our RSBNB high scores to see how much XP I gained that day.
Yay.
I gained 133,000 ranks in mining yesterday.
Wow. Possibly because you only used those lamps.
Yes. I also gained 659 regular ranks.
Yay.
And one farming rank.
Yay.
So yeah, and I also passed Paul, so I have a skill total of 1993 now.
Yay. I bet there are people listening here who were born in 1993.
Yeah, I bet there were, you know.
That would make you 18. 14 or 15.
No, 15, yeah, 15.
18? Okay, so by your logic, I was born in 1990. That makes me 21 this year. No. God, Shane, I seriously feel
you. Oh, you were born in 1990?
I was born in 1990. When do you think I was born in?
Oh, okay.
When did you think I was born in?
I don't know. I was just guessing.
I was born okay,
I just know the day and month, not the year.
13th of December, 1990.
Yeah, and it, I wonder if it was like a sunny day or a cloudy day.
It was in the morning when I was born. Well, I was born at 6 minutes past midnight. But I'm told the morning after I was born, it was a very foggy day, which I think was an omen of things to come. Anyway.
Okay. I forget. What are we doing now? Oh, yeah. Questions. Right.
Questions.
First one.
As you're undoubtedly aware, Jagex is currently busy making a new game called Mechscape. Whilst this hasn't actually been confirmed by Jagex yet, they have said that they've got a very, very big investment into another MMO and that you can expect it next year, quarter one, 2009. I'm interested in what you think about this. How do you think Mechscape will affect RuneScape, and do you think you'll stay with RuneScape or move to Mechscape or split your time between both? That question is from AQUW776.
I don't know. It'll depend what you do in Mechscape, you know?
I think the name Mechscape conjures a more sci-fi theme to me.
Yeah, it does, you know? So
I'll certainly try it out, at least if only for 5 minutes when it's released. But I don't know. I think it'll depend whether they're still going to be updating RuneScape regularly.
Of course they will.
Will it switch to semi-regular? Will they devote 50% of their resources and time to Mechscape and 50% to RuneScape?
Well, no, because if you think about the development cycle, in order to make a whole new game, you need an entirely different development team. The RuneScape development team can't be working on Mechscape at the same time, so they're different teams, you know?
I just can't. I'll be surprised if they manage to run them both as well as they've... Well, no, I'm not going to say they've run RuneScape well. I'll be surprised if they're able to run them both at an acceptable standard.
Okay. I don't know. It should be interesting to see. The question is, where will it be set? And maybe it's going to be like a future version of RuneScape, you know? That you can
if
use
you
it.
Like, if you like Mechscape more than RuneScape, would you quit RuneScape for Mechscape?
No. I was going to say that maybe I'll use Time Runes to jump between both if it's like
Jesus
a future
Christ.
Version, you know?
Anyway, this is an interesting question for your site. Are you going to change it into... Are you going to adapt it for Mechscape as well, or is it just going to stay RuneScape fan site?
Oh, you're asking this?
Yeah, for RSBNB.
Well, of course, if it turns out to be popular, I can see there being like a different category on the forums for it.
Mm.
If it turns out to be more popular, I can see there maybe being a content crew for it. I don't know. But I can't see RuneScape people doing the same thing, you know? Like, I can't see myself doing a Mechscape podcast and this. I think I prefer to keep with RuneScape.
Yeah, that's probably for the best, rather than trying to spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll see. Thank you for the question. Hello, Brad and Shane. Firstly, would you consider Ranged a decent 99, even though you can get it fairly easy with Chinchampas? Also, do you play your 360 on an HDTV, SDTV, or monitor? If a monitor, do you know how to set it up? I play my PS3 on an SDTV with small letters and blurry text. P.S. Brad, what do you think of the band the Red Hot Chili Peppers? That is from AC/DC 303.
Okay, let's take these questions one at a time. Consider Ranged a decent 99. Yeah, I'd say it's certainly not in the cooking or construction or fletching realm, is it? Well, no, actually, construction is easy if you have money. It's certainly not as easy as cooking or fletching.
Yeah.
I'd still. It's certainly. I don't think it's a hard 99, but it's certainly not an easy one either. There are no easy 99s, but as 99s go.
Yes.
It's still a decent 99. Do you play your 360 on a HDTV, SDTV, or a monitor? I play mine on a HDTV. 26 inches.
Yeah, we're too poor for HDTVs here because we don't. We only have a handful of HD channels, so there's really no point, you know?
Yeah, there's hardly any HD channels here, so why do I have a HDTV?
So, yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, play games in nice high definition.
Well, I have a monitor for that at 1680 by 1050.
I have a man living there. Yeah, but it's not 26 inches, though, is it?
No.
I'm better than you, Shane.
Never. But I used the VGA adapter on the 360. It's this little thing you plug in, and it goes to a VGA cable. So, yeah, that's what I use. What connection do you use? Do you use component or HDMI?
I don't
or?
Know. I think it's No, it's not HDMI. It's,
do you use, like, the red, blue, and green cables?
I think it might be a SCART, yeah.
If it's the red, blue, and green cables, that's component.
That's component. It's called a SCART lead here. SCART.
Oh, really?
Yeah, SCART.
And then composite is the yellow with the red and white for audio.
I have no idea, actually. And I'm, oh. I can't get behind my TV easily, so I'm not going to look.
Okay. So, have you ever heard of that band?
Yes. You've not heard of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, I have. I have. I just didn't think you would.
Okay, sorry. You actually thought there was a band that you heard of that I hadn't heard of?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're overestimating yourself and underestimating myself. Anyway, let me see. I used to like them more when I was younger. They're okay, I guess. I wouldn't list them as one of my favorite bands, but they've got some decent songs.
Okay.
Next question. What's the hardest test you've ever taken, and what do you think was the hardest question on it? Also, how many questions were there? That question is from Flash. I'm sure Shane will be able to give an answer for this, as he is still in full-time education. And I presume by test you did mean in a written test in an educational sense, but I honestly can't think of any tests I've taken that have been that difficult.
See, it's because your entire education system is a joke.
Yes, our entire education system is a joke. You could be a slobbering retard and you could still get A's.
Yeah, and you can. You were saying you can apparently get a job by just not completing any university work or anything?
Well, are you saying in Canada you have to be a graduate to be able to get a job?
Well, yeah, any decent one, practically, from post-secondary.
Well, yeah, same here, really. I mean, you aren't going to get a high-paying job off being a school leaver, but then even as a graduate, you're not going to get amazing pay. I think Britain's work system rewards service more than anything. But yeah, if you have a degree or some sort of formal qualification, it does make it a lot easier to get a job.
A
lot of the jobs that I was sort of applying for, I think it's really funny because they're obviously angled at people with school leaver qualifications, and I have the education system here is weird because I have better than school leaver qualifications, but I don't have university qualifications. It's more tiered here. I think over in the States and maybe Canada, you go from high school to university, don't you?
Yeah.
Whereas here you can leave, you can have school leaver qualifications but not have marks enough to go to university. And I've got marks to go to university, I just can't be bothered. So I've got better than school leaver qualifications.
So that's good, you're not like an idiot then.
I don't think you should judge anybody on the qualifications they have. I know plenty of, I know people at university and I'd say some of them are fairly dumb. I don't think by any means you have to be intelligent to go to university.
Yeah,
not
that's
in this
a good
country
point.
Anyway.
That's a good point.
I mean,
point
you know, especially
too,
the number of, bloody kids these days. All they're taking is like media and art courses. It's sort of bullshit, really, isn't it? It is, though. I mean, you know, there are actually university courses in this country that are media that basically consist of watching films and reviewing films and crap like that. That's not an education. That's a pastime. That's like doing a hobby for several years. It's bullshit. I can't believe people actually convince
it's
themselves.
It's called film studies.
It's bullshit.
I don't know what use it is, but it's called film studies.
Yeah, I know, but it's not studying. I can't believe these people actually convince themselves, oh, I'm going to university and I'm studying and I'm going to get
but
a degree.
It's an
a degree
it's
in
an
nothing.
Easy credit. It's an easy course.
It is an easy course. But the thing is, right, I've known people in the past who have been wanting to do these courses. Shane will know one of them. Who I'm sure, if I say Australian, he'll know who I'm talking about. This particular person wanted to study a media course at university. And I remember on more than one occasion getting into arguments with this said person because they actually thought that it was a really difficult thing to do and it would require a lot of hard work. And I was just, you're bloody kidding yourself, aren't you? You'll be watching films most of the time. Don't kid yourself into thinking you're an academic because you're taking media studies. God, what's wrong with this country? and the world in general. I don't like people who have heightened sense of superiority in themselves.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
But basically, I think going to university, as we back to my original point, there are so many crappy courses. I've got a cousin who, I don't think she's going to university, but she's at college, which is sort of the stage. It's not university. I know in America, college is sort of what university is here, but college is sort of the bridge point between school and university here. I went there. And anyway, she's currently studying physical education. You don't study that, do you? I tell you, sometimes it's a good job I'm not. It's a good job I'm able to restrain myself in public, because I'd be shouting my mouth off a lot around most people. But it's not an academic study when you're studying something stupid like that.
Are we going to go back to the original question?
We've completely deviated from the question, and I went off on a rant to people taking media studies. I've never taken any ridiculously hard tests. I never used to like questions. This is what I thought I was originally going to say when I saw this question. Here, I remember the English papers I've taken in examinations. They say, I'm not sure if it's the same there, but they say, you know, answers have got to be around 120 words. And they literally mean that. You have got to write, probably within maybe a couple of words either side, that amount of words. If you don't write enough, you lose marks. If you write too many, you lose marks. I don't like questions where I'm told exactly the number of words I've got to write. I think that's stupid.
No, normally here it's either a minimum or a maximum.
Well, here they give you an exact number and you've got to write within, you know, three or four words either side of that. It's just stupid.
Yes. Okay. Any others?
No. What about physics? Don't invite me to talk more. I've just spent 20 minutes disparaging
media
studies.
What about physics?
Oh, God. Actually, you know, as much as I dislike physics, I will accept it's an academic subject. It's not media studies or physical education, is it?
Just remember, without physics, the universe wouldn't have been created. But anyways.
Breathe.
It was probably... I'm good at math, right? I'm good at math. But yes. I'm not good at different types of math, like stats. That's where I'm not. So I'd have to say it was one stats test, and I think there was like five questions on it. Is it possible to upgrade RAM on a computer without wiping the hard drive or having to buy a new computer?
Yes.
RATS on 180.
Even I know that.
Earth 271072. Yes.
I know that.
And I taught you that, right?
Yeah, Shane taught me how to change RAM. Even though I didn't do it, Dad did it. I'm sorry.
Why'd you make
it? Back on my laptop, actually. That was ages ago. Not my MacBook either, the other first laptop before this.
The one that had the power supply that exploded?
Yeah, that one. That actually died while I was recording
the show
with said Australian and you. So it's perfectly possible. It should just be a little screw compartment on the back, shouldn't there?
Yeah, if it's a laptop, you just open up the back and plop it out, and they'll slide in horizontally most times. And if it's just a desktop, just open up the case, and you'll look for two sticks that are sitting in vertically this time. So, yeah, that's pretty much how you do it. You just need to make sure that you get the same speed of RAM as your front side bus allows and that your computer allows. So if your motherboard supports DDR2 800, don't go buying DDR3 1066.
And you've got to be gentle when you put it in.
And they actually have to go in straight, because otherwise they won't.
Yeah. You've got to be gentle.
You know. Once I got a story here.
Oh my God, we've had enough stories.
With computer stuff, we had a computer that had 128 megabytes of RAM. We took it in to be upgraded to 512, right?
How old were you?
I was 10 or 11.
Why didn't you do it yourself?
I don't know, because I don't know why. But
anyway, continue the story.
But I don't know why. I think it was covered under warranty. That's why we didn't. So it took them a good 5 hours to upgrade the RAM, because it turned out that the motherboard cannot support a RAM greater than 128 without a BIOS update. And I told them when we took it in that this computer will need a BIOS update. to support 512 megabytes of RAM. And yet again,
and
it took them 5 hours.
They didn't listen to Shane. They didn't listen to the 10-year-old. I wouldn't either. Smart-ass 10-year-old. Piss off.
I think I might have been 12.
12, whatever.
Anyway. So yeah, thank you, Earth. Next one.
How do you think Call of Duty World at War compares to Call of Duty 4? I keep going back and playing Call of Duty 4 online because I still like some aspects of it better, i.e. the guns. Also, if you haven't bought Call of Duty World at War yet, will you? Grouts on 180 skill pure. I've not played World at War, so I'm in no position to make a judgment.
Call of Duty 5 is actually much better in terms of the way the engine
you
works.
You played it?
Yes, the demo.
Oh, the demo.
They've taken away quite a few of the annoying things in Call of Duty 4, like the fact that you only get 2 points for an assist and whatnot. So yeah, it's basically the same engine but enhanced. But then again, if you're just going back to play Call of Duty 4 because of the guns, you gotta remember that Call of Duty 5 is set in World War II, and we didn't have automatic weapons back then. So
no.
So
no.
I don't know. And yes, I will be getting Call of Duty 5.
Well, Christmas.
Yes. That's sadly one of two Christmas ideas I have. And my mom wants more, but I don't know.
I have no Christmas ideas, so I'm expecting to get nothing.
Oh, that's good. See, I'm not allowed to do that here.
You're not allowed to have nothing?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, your parents are bastards, aren't they? No, Shane, you must have a present.
Yes. Anything else in that one? I think we got it.
Yeah,
it's better, and yeah, we will be getting it. Do you have a cell phone? If so, what kind, and do you text? This fellow has a Palm Centro and loves it. That's from Rice. Also, who else says congratulations on 180? I don't know why people are doing that. It's not like 180 is that special, is it?
I don't know. It's more special than 170 or 160. It's probably because it's like 180 degrees. You know, 180 has more of a significance than a lot of other numbers. It's a psychological thing. A lot of people who listen to the show are crazy. Anyway, do you own a cell phone? Yes. I have no idea. I barely use it. It's just because people who I know are like, get a cell phone, Brad. Mobile phone, they call it here. Get a phone, Brad. Get a phone. If I had it my way, I wouldn't have a phone because I hate the things. But it's basic. It's got a camera on it, but I don't use it.
Okay. And it's probably pretty old, too, hey?
I think it's like a couple of years old.
Yeah, that's the same as mine. It was one of the first camera phones. It's a Nokia, I think, 6101 or something.
Nokia. It's a Nokia, Shane. Nokia, not Nokia.
No, that's how we say it here, Nokia.
No, Nokia.
That's how the people at the store say it, too.
Yeah, that's because the people at the store are right and you are wrong.
And do you text?
No. And when I do, I spell out my words correctly. I do not use bloody U-R.
You know you can send messages from Skype, so give me your number and I'll send you a text message.
No, I'm not having you harassing me. Shane would totally do that. He'd harass me via
message. Even if I could and the data plans weren't that bad, I wouldn't get an iPhone, I don't think.
I would. If I had money to waste on the month, because I like them, they look nice, even though this week Apple got banned from airing one of their adverts because it unfairly represented the speeds. Good old British Trading Standards banned those bastards from showing their commercial. I thought that the most stupid thing about the Apple iPhone, I saw an advert for it the other week where it showed the App Store, and it basically showed this guy at like the homepage of the iPhone going into the App Store, downloading an app, installing it, using it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the advert, it brought up this line of text that said, process speeded up and steps removed. But what good is that then? Apple are really shit with their advertisements.
The reason I also wouldn't get it is I've heard the microphone quality coming from an iPhone and it doesn't sound that good.
Who has an iPhone you know then?
One of my dad's friends.
Is he an Apple fanboy as well?
No, actually, no. He
What is your favorite song?
Oh.
This is from Sir Savage 6.
So, Brad, what's your favorite song?
My favorite? I don't know. I have a lot of songs. It changes from time to time. Best of You by the Foo Fighters is a good
song.
Okay,
there you go. So, I don't have a favorite song. But I will tell you.
Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner. I like to play that when I'm driving along in the car. Especially when I'm running old ladies down.
Wow.
Seeing their lonely old faces bounce off. I'm kidding, of course. I don't run over old ladies. I reverse back over them when parking.
Okay, that was from Sir Ravage 6 and Mr. Sir Savage. Oh, Sir Savage 6, I'm sorry.
He may use a Draenor sig, but we should at least pronounce his name right.
Yeah, so go check out our goal signatures, because that thieving icon looks really misaligned on your signature. Anyways, I'm currently thinking of buying a laptop and truly despise Macs, but I was wondering if you give me a perspective on both Mac and PC. My price range is $700 to $1,500 Canadian. I'll be using it for gaming, RS, and maybe WoW, World of Warcraft, minor web design, programming, editing pictures and movies, using Adobe CS3 or other programs, or just web browsing. Also, I was wondering, let's take this one first, and then we'll take the rest of the question after.
Here's a perspective for you. Mac bad, PC good. There you go.
Well, no, not well. Yeah, sort of. I don't know.
No, Shane agreed with me.
No, it's all relative, you know. Like there's plenty of little things on the Mac too. There's no perfect operating system. We'll tell you that to first start out with.
Yeah, Windows Vista. No, I mean Windows XP. That's a perfect operating system.
No, but. Thinking through what you're saying here, for that price range and what you want to do, I'd have to say that probably the MacBook is not in your line of price.
So yeah, because to get a MacBook that would run World of Warcraft, you'd need a Pro, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, probably. The lower end one would run it, but it wouldn't be very pleasant.
Yeah, you're much off if you're on a budget and you don't have thousands to blow. Then you're best off getting a PC because you do get more for less.
Yeah, and I'm going to recommend the Dells again, but not the Inspiron models, because you say you're going to be doing World of Warcraft and CS3, and the new CS3 set uses your GPU in turn to speed up some processes, so that basically means you should go with the Dell XPS series, probably, because they actually have graphics cards that aren't Intel integrated.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can also go with a studio line, but it will have a better graphics card. But if you really want to go with gaming, the XPS series is the way to go. So, but then again, I might also warn you at holding off because they haven't upgraded these to have the new Intel or the NVIDIA 9400, 9600 GPUs in them. So it might be worthwhile holding off because they're still at the 8400 and 8600 GPUs. So it's up to you, but probably the Dell. Second part? Oh, yes.
Second.
I was wondering if you played any musical instruments in or out of school. Lastly, in junior and senior high schools, were you popular, as in having many friends and being well-liked the public, or are you not a very popular / a nerd, or where were you ranked among social standards? Side note, Brad, do you play Fable 2 online? Keep up the great show from Frosty Bow.
First, I can answer the Fable question quickly. No, not really, because Fable got boring for me like 5 minutes after I first started playing. It's terrible. I probably won't even touch the downloadable content when that's released because that also looks shit. That's that part of the way out of the bay.
Did you play an instrument?
I used to play the saxophone, but I didn't keep it up for a long time.
Yeah, I remember when I first talked to you, like in the first conversation we ever had, you talked about it.
Yeah, what a sad little bastard I was.
Yeah, that was back when you had short hair.
Now I have long hair.
Okay. No, I never played an instrument. How popular were you?
Well, considering that I only actually went to secondary school, which is the equivalent of high school here, for 1 year before I was whisked off for a life of private tuition, I wasn't unpopular, but I wasn't popular. I don't know, actually. I'd probably say I was, without trying to sound too full of myself, I was fairly popular. I wasn't massively popular. I was sort of the sort of kid I can imagine everybody listening can empathize with what I'm about to say. You either loved me or you hated me. That was how it was. I'm sure everybody listening, people either love me or they hate me. I don't think very many people can be impartial to me when they get to know me.
That's
true. It is a love and or hate situation. Shane is in the hate camp.
No. No.
He's in the love camp, which makes him gay. No.
And you know, nerd isn't such a bad thing.
Yeah, but were you people a social outcast in school?
No, not a social outcast. Outcast is too strong a word.
But so you were getting that.
No. There's like this, like people. I don't know. I wouldn't go as far as saying nerd, but it was maybe getting close to that. I don't know, but definitely not a social outcast. Maybe a nerd. I don't know. It's sort of like, I don't know. It depends on what you define as a nerd. As in, only missing two classes in an entire year, maybe.
Wow.
So, always being there on time. Always having assignments done. Yeah, if you call
I was
that
sort of
nerd,
like that. I don't think I ever missed an assignment. Mainly because I was scared of punishment.
You?
Or for any other reason. Sorry?
You were scared of punishment.
I didn't like the idea of like getting detention or anything. That's why I used to do the work. It worked as a deterrent on me. Anyway.
Thank you, Frosty Bo. Whose bow isn't frosty yet in Calgary.
Keep up the great show, Frosty Bo. Next question. I always wonder if actors rewatch movies in which they've acted in, singers if they listen to their own CDs, authors if they read their own books. My question is, do you guys ever re-listen to that podcast that you make? That question is from Sunset Fish.
I listen to them every week when I do the editing.
Shane sort of has to. Out of choice, no. I've never listened to an update
like
that
just,
I'm on.
Just as a side note, I got four things written down that kind of need to be edited out this week or tweaked.
Is one of them my spiel against media students?
No, actually.
That's fine. That's cool. One of them is probably my reaction to the guy with the Draenor Sig. That was a little overboard. Even I can admit that was a little. That wasn't good, Bradley. You really need to control yourself.
Yeah. So you don't listen to the show?
No, never have.
Did you listen to the one when you showed your friend that one that time?
Yeah, I've listened to what I used to have them on my iPod, but I never listened to them, which is why it accidentally came on when I had my iPod on shuffle. And of all the episodes, it had to be the one. I'm a princess. Whatever. But no, I've never listened to one all the way through that I've been on. Partially because my voice, partially because I hate Shane's voice. No, that's not true. Anyway, I think if I ever was an author or if I wrote books or started movies or recorded songs, I don't think I'd listen to or read them or watch them. I'm not, I don't like, I always used to hate it in school. You know, this was probably, you know, younger, when you were younger in school. You know, when you had to read your work out in front of the class?
Oh yeah,
I used to hate that.
I
not
because
I thought my work was bad. I just didn't want other people hearing it.
I enjoyed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you wards were a strange child. Anyway, last
okay.
question.
Okay, you taking it or me?
I'll do it.
You do it.
I always end up doing it. Dear hosts, what is the farthest away you've ever been from what you consider your current home? Pardon me for belching. I haven't been too far, but I've been to Ontario, Canada, and while it's extremely touristy, keep up the good waffle. PS2, RuneWire 2 is beast. I think RuneWire 2 is gay, personally, but whatever.
Why?
I have no idea. I just felt like insulting one of your creations. Furthest I've been from home, I'd probably...
Didn't you go to LA once when you were a child?
Yeah, but I'd yeah, when I was really young, but I'd probably
You've
say...
You've been to Calgary?
Yeah, that was also when I was really young. I went to a lot of places when I was really young. Furthest from home, I'd say Brisbane, Australia. Went there about 4 years.
What? Oh, yeah, right. I remember that.
3 years ago. It was. I was actually at RSBNB at the time, but I didn't know said Australian that well, so luckily we didn't cross paths.
Okay. So Australia. Okay, that's good. As for me, down into the U.S.
That's the furthest Shane's gone.
Yeah. So, there you go. Oh, and also, Ontario, Canada, that's a province waffle. That's a province. It's like, it's a big province. It's a pretty big one, I think. I think it might be the biggest one. I'm not sure.
But isn't Alberta big anyway?
No. All the, like, the Ontario is the biggest one if you count population. But if you want to get picky, we could call the territories provinces too, and then either Northwest Territory or Nunavut is the biggest.
Okay, well, I don't want to get picky because I don't care that much, but yes. Anyway, on to tech news.
If you have any audio questions, we like to hear your voice. So does Brad. So.
No, I don't. Don't paint me out to be some sort of weird pervert.
Remember you used to do the thing who had hot voices?
Well, that was wrong and overtly homosexual, and I won't be doing that again.
Okay, so if you have an audio question, they can go to questions@rsbnb.com.
Have we ever had an audio question from a girl?
No, actually. I don't think so.
I don't think any girls listen to this show.
They're probably all offended
by my fleeting and somewhat jaded sexism.
Anyways.
Which doesn't come around very much, but it rears its head every now and then.
So you can send them to questions@rsbnb.com in the form of a WAV or MP3 and keep them under 30 seconds in length, please. And thank you. Moving on to tech news, as Brad had said, that's his cue to take a nap, but I don't think he will, because this is a rather interesting story. YouTube now supports widescreen. You can upload videos including 720p and 1080p. So, definitely something you want to take a look at.
That's a lot of P.
No. But, you know what I mean.
It is.
Like, have you taken a look at the 720p video that I have posted here?
No, I haven't.
It looks pretty good. And then Paul also sent me one last night that was rather inappropriate to show, but it was uploaded in 1080p and it looked like pretty good actually. Like,
why was it unsuitable?
Look at your MSN. Anyway.
Okay, I'm looking. Paul's a pervert.
Anyways, no. But there we go. So check out YouTube 1080p and 720p. Depending on what people do, I think we might be moving, like, you know how you can resize the RuneScape window? I think we might be moving our RuneScape videos to 720p if people want that. But then again, if people are using standard detail or the small screen HD, we'll have to go with 640 by 480. So.
Well, like I said, that's a lot of P.
Anyway, so yeah, HD is live on YouTube.
That's a good update.
Yes. U.S. Senate is making a slight exception for digital TV transfer. Basically, as I'm sure you all know, it's happening on February 17th, 2009. So.
No, I don't.
Yeah, U.S. is changing over to over-the-air broadcasts. They're all going to be digital come that day.
Oh, so no, we're doing something. We've got that in Britain, but that's slated for 2011, I think.
Ours is August 31st, 2011.
Yeah, so I hope we do it before you. You know, I would really pity the day Canada beats us to something.
Anyways, this is just a little reminder for everybody to tell your parents, upgrade your TVs or stuff like that. But also they are going to be continuing to broadcast emergency readiness systems. Like, you know those alerts they broadcast on the TV sometimes? They will continue to broadcast those on analog in case anybody is still on an analog signal and doesn't upgrade. So
they just have advertisements here with this funny little thing. there's this guy watching TV, and then there's like a little robot guy beside him, and he's the digital switchover guy. And it's, you have to change over. And I think they're also like pensioners of a certain age get it for free. Yeah, bloody old people, they always get it for free. Let me see if I can find. Actually, it's between 2008 and 2012. When are we doing it? Let me find. Okay, in a second. Okay, let me see. Click on a region. Okay, I'm in the West region. Click. Come on, load fast. Switchover start from January 2010. Yay. In a second. Cheltenham and Gloucester area, January to March 2011. Well, I'll beat Shane.
Oh.
In a second, you need to see the, you have to see this image of this little robot guy they use on the advertisements. I think it generates a random image on the banner thing. Do you see it?
It's loading. Loading.
Do you see the loading. Little robot guy?
No, I don't. Oh yeah, now I do. That looks creepy.
It does look creepy.
I wouldn't want that on TV.
Peter robot. Anyway, so I'll be switched over January. Well, a year between January and March.
But the sad thing is it won't make any difference because it's only over-the-air broadcasts.
Oh, well.
Unless your TV doesn't have a digital tuner built in, but I don't know. What do you use? Do you use over-the-air or what?
I use an analog signal at the moment.
Interesting.
I'm screwed in a year's time. I'll change it.
Before. Yeah, you are.
Actually, all I know, right, is I have my TV and then I have a plug-in aerial. So I'd imagine that means that I use an analog signal.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Oh, God damn it. I've got to change that. Oh, God damn it. All these things to do.
Just don't use your TV and watch your news and stuff online.
Yeah, just switch. Yeah, all the BBC stuff is online for free. I've never really quite understood that because I don't know if you know this, but over here, if you want, you have to pay for a television license, right? And it's called and that goes to the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, and that is supposed to pay for sort of all the TV that they supply because the BBC don't have advertisements. So anyway. But you can also access all their programs after they've been shown for a week online for free. So surely you just don't pay the license fee, which is like £100 a year. And you just watch all the shows for free online.
Yeah, that's good.
But the really Nazi thing is about it. If you don't have a TV license, you are not allowed to have a television. That's true. So you couldn't have a TV and use it for the Xbox or something. You just wouldn't be allowed to have a TV.
That's silly. So do you pay the license when you buy the TV or?
No, you have to pay yearly, but you only have to pay and you don't have to pay one for every TV. You just have to have one television license per household.
That's strange, you guys. That's strange.
It's strange. A bit like you, Shane. A bit like your face. Strange.
Anyways, we have a rant or rants. I'm not sure which, but...
Let's do one. Just do one. You pick which one you want to do.
I don't know.
And you want me to read it?
Yeah, I want you to read it, so you pick. I don't know. It's up to you.
Just say one or two. Go for one or two.
First one.
Okay. You have to keep on constantly clicking the book, then the icon. If it was start option, you can make as many as you have in your inventory. Please help me out. I do it for my money. Many people do. Just think if you would make it quicker, it could lead to more people playing and making more money, then would make good money to buy more stuff. Help me out if you are one like me. Okay, one word springs to mind. Retarded.
This is about those little clay thingies in your house that you use to make teleport tablets. He wants to make X option on those.
Well, they have a make X option on most things, so...
Yeah, so that's the thing.
I don't see why
not. It would take the same amount of time, you know? So why not? That's what I gotta say, but... I don't know. I'm gonna read the second one, actually, because that only took 30 seconds, so...
Okay, fine, go for it.
Yeah, see, I told you the rants were short this week. Anyway, so yes, make X on tablets. Yum. How many of you accidentally open up the Mac icon while trying to move around? I don't know about anybody else, but this is really been bugging me. Maybe Jagex should make it so you have to double-click to open the map. If anybody thinks this is a good idea or has an idea of their own, please post. Let's let Jagex know about this. This is that map icon in the top right below the compass. And if you're on HD, it can be accidentally clicked. So, I don't know. It's something that probably should be fixed. But the double-click idea is good because, you know, most times when you're up there clicking, it won't be a double-click that you accidentally do. It'll be a single-click. So, I think this is a good idea. What about you?
I have actually done that when playing before, so I know it can be annoying.
Yeah.
I think that's a simple but good idea. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you. See, I told you rants were short. There's nothing to get your pants in a knot about. Anyways, so moving on to some other things. The rest of November's events are this weekend, which includes Stealing Creation and the free-to-play dual tournament. So chances are, if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, you can still sign up for the dueling tournament. So please send Warren a PM to do that and see what you can do. And then Stealing Creation, it will be on Saturday. So hopefully you are listening to this on time. Or in time. I don't know. In time, on time, I'm not sure. But anyways, I think we should talk a bit about RuneWire 2 right now, shouldn't we? What do you think about it?
I think it's rubbish. No, I don't... yeah, it's all right. It's all right, yeah.
It's a good update.
It's good, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Basically, what we did was we took a whole... We took a whole bunch of the features that the people have wanted from RuneWire 1, like the gallery mode, for example, that got added in. Also did a whole bunch of back-end changes and added videos and events, and then basically gave the design a refresh that's actually a bit more usable now. So that would be at runewire.com. And for anybody who's thinking, it wasn't just me entirely. It was Jeff, Mushroom Queen, Mike, and then the rest of the beta team, whoever else that was. So
I was in the beta team. I didn't do
much,
though.
Warren was in the beta team. Yeah, so...
I'll be honest, I didn't do much. I'm not going to lie about that.
You were mainly only in it to get the Brad seal of approval, you know?
Yeah, you need my approval, otherwise you can't do anything.
Anyway, so with that said, RuneWire 2 at runewire.com.
Yay.
Oh, we got a new skill of the month picked. This month it's Slayer. It's going to be Slayer this time.
So you have hit points followed by Slayer. Wow. That's that's two really good skills that are really easy to gain experience in.
Well, Slayer's slow, but yeah, it's steady.
And, has it started yet? No,
that starts December 1st. But Marking 22 is still winning with 14.7 million XP and gaining daily.
14.7 million?
No, 4.7.
Oh, you said 14.
I said 4.7.
You said 14.
No. Second is Zach Glenn with 1.34, and then Dirt Biking 06 with 1.25. So, yeah,
that
there
is
you go.
Crazy.
Yeah,
people,
you know,
need to get sunlight.
So yeah, that's lots of hit points XP. So
yeah, indeed.
So what have you been up to?
I gave blood last night.
Oh yeah, and how'd that
amazing.
Go?
Well, you just walk into this. First, they have to test your blood. You have to see if you got enough iron in your blood. So basically, they prick your finger. Just a little prick, and then they drop your blood into copper sulfate. And they see
really?
If
what does
your
that
blood
do?
Drops. What?
What does that do? What's the point of that?
If your blood, it's to see if your blood has enough iron in. If it floats at the top, it doesn't have enough. It has doesn't have enough iron for you to be able to safely donate. But mine sunk like a stone, so then you just go and lie on this bed, and they stick this needle in your arm, and they take a pint of blood, and then you get up. They give you a drink and a biscuit, and you walk out.
A biscuit? You mean a cookie?
They give you a biscuit. They give you a biscuit, Shane. It's called a biscuit. It's a biscuit.
Okay.
It's not a cookie. It's a biscuit.
Okay. Was anyone there freaking out?
Well, the funny thing was, actually, there was this kid who was in school uniform, ironically the school I used to go to, went to for a year. And he was sort of sat, there were like two rows of chairs of people waiting, and I was sat there reading The New Statesman, which is like a political paper. And he was sort of in front of me to the right. He was there with his mum. His mum went up on the bed to have her blood taken. And I don't know whether he like had a phobia of needles or anything, or whether he was just uncomfortable with the situation, but he sort of went pale, and then he was surrounded by all these nurses. Wimp. He was ginger as well. That was probably it. Ginger kids are scared of blood.
Really? So yeah. it was the sight of the blood then.
I don't know what it was, but they just suddenly whisked him away, and he had all these nurses around him. All the nurses were really, like, most of them were quite old. Oh, and the one who tested my blood for to see if it had enough iron in it was called Mitzi. That was actually her name. Mitzi.
Interesting. So it sounds like you had an eventful trip.
No, really. They just like took some blood, and at the end of the day, I feel better about myself, and I get to act superior over people who don't give blood.
I'd do it if I got paid.
And they pay you in America, do they?
Yeah, they do in the U.S.
Not there.
No.
You don't do it for money, Shane. You do it to help someone.
Well, I'm already busy enough.
Oh, come on. Shane's always like, oh, I've got no time. Oh, I'm really busy. Shane's just really crap at time management.
No.
Yeah, he is.
I was crappy at time management. Half this stuff I'm doing would never get done, like my schoolwork.
It doesn't, Shane.
Yes, it does.
Shane. Shane, while you still have time to play RuneScape, you can't claim you have no time, especially for blood donation. How about you don't do a farming run and you go and donate some blood instead?
No, I can't do that.
That's an idea for you. Help people,
anyways.
Shane.
No.
Got to be a good person and help people.
As for me, school, of course. And then the quest, you know? That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So, that's all I got to say. Does Brad have anything to say?
No.
Okay. So with that said, I think RSBNB update 180 is done. I don't think we've made a 180 since... No, we probably have made a 180 since episode number one, so that's probably good, you know?
What?
Like we're not going the same direction we were in one. We're going the opposite direction, which is good.
Shane, you know what you say. The more things...
change, the more they stay the same. So you admitted it this time.
No, I'm just feeding you bullshit. I don't know. Who knows? You know, this is the time for us to look back, to look forward, to accept that one day this is going to die. But that's a gloomy note to leave on, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week for the first episode of December.
December!
And then, just remember, we got the clip show coming up at the end of December.
Oh, that should be fun. We get to listen to clips. The clip show is basically clips of me making an ass of myself.
No, it's other funny things too, you know?
For the most part, is it me making an ass of
myself? No,
no. Yeah, it is.
No, me too, you know? And then the various guests we had on, like, I'll be sure to dig up some from when Paul was on a few times, and there is a few slips there, you know? Connor, Chief Snake, who else? Yeah,
Mike.
Sure. I think there was also one when MQ was on in
February. We need to get
February.
Mike on again soon. Mike's not been on for a while.
Yes.
Get Mike on.
Yeah. Okay. So, with that said, 180 is done. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye,
goodbye,
everyone.
Have a good week. I sincerely mean that. I don't hope any of you get run over by buses.